Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The 45th president of the United States expected to be booked into the Fulton County, Georgia jail today. Donald Trump reiterated his plans to turn himself over on criminal charges, saying on his social media site yesterday that he's proudly surrendering this afternoon. He faces racketeering and a dozen other counts connected to interference in the 2020 Georgia election. All eight candidates in last night's GOP presidential debate are vowing to reverse Bidenomics in the U.S., Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We must reverse Bidenomics so that middle-class families have a chance to succeed again. We cannot succeed as a country if you are working hard and you can't afford groceries, a car, or a new home, while Hunter Biden can make hundreds of thousands of dollars on lousy paintings.
A man who opened fire on Pittsburgh police dead following an hours-long standoff and an extremely active shooting situation. The shooting started Wednesday morning after deputies tried to serve an eviction notice to a man in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. That incident turned into a barricade situation for several hours until the suspect was killed. The fate of the so-called Texas floating border wall is now in the hands of a federal judge. The system of buoys is being blasted by critics who call it a political stunt. The former head of Customs and Border Protection says this lawsuit brought by the Justice Department might be the tipping point in the fight between Texas and the federal government. China banning all seafood imports from Japan after Tokyo started releasing treated radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. China says the seafood ban is to protect customers from what it called Japan's selfish and irresponsible act. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Police in Florida are warning residents north of Orlando to watch out for a monkey on the loose. The Orange City Police Department says they've received several calls about a monkey running wild through residential neighborhoods and have notified state wildlife officials. Officials are telling people to not feed the monkey. New research is showing a connection between the consumption of fast food in teenagers and elevated mental health issues. The Melbourne Collaborative study found teenagers who consume large amounts of fast food are 14% more likely to experience a mental health crisis. Officials say processed foods are tied into a range of long-term health issues. California making General Motors take some of its Cruise robo-taxis off the road after two of its driverless cars were involved in collisions.
One of the robo-taxis collided with an active fire truck in San Francisco last week. The State's Department of Motor Vehicles is now requesting GM to immediately reduce its active fleet by 50%. I'm Dave Collins.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was asked about UFOs last night during the GOP presidential debate. After a chuckle, he responded, "The job of President of the United States is to level up with the American people about everything, whether it's UFOs or any other issue." I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, welcome to Bill Martinez. We're asking questions like you're asking questions, and this is one that we hear repeatedly from our viewers and our listeners. Our viewers from this daily television show that airs every day, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern, and our radio show, 9 to noon Eastern. And the question is, pro-life pregnancy centers are under attack by pro-abortion vandals. Where is the Justice Department, right? Number one question. And hopefully we're going to get some answers here. Susan Swift is with us, pro-life attorney with Pro-Life Legal. She's going to take us inside a pregnancy center that pro-abortion vandals attack. Since the Dobbs decision by SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, that returned the issue of abortion to individual states, activists have resorted to violence and criminality to force their choice upon Americans who choose life. She says California, by the way, is abortion apocalypse central, and explains how it got there and what we as pro-life citizens can do about it right now. Susan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me back, Bill. It's really a pleasure to be with you.
Well, always great to have you with us, Susan. So what's going on? You know, where is the Justice Department? Whether these activists are, you know, storming the homes of justices on the Supreme Court or going to their children's schools. I mean, this is beyond the pale. And meanwhile, the Justice Department is just sitting there letting it happen. Merrick Garland comes off with weak excuses and cover for this kind of behavior. And it's a wonder that nothing worse has happened, although it got pretty close where you had somebody traveling across the country and ending up at Brett Kavanaugh's house with zip ties and a gun. Right.
That's right. We are living in a pro-abortion tyranny. That's what's happening. The FBI is investigating pro-life fathers and mothers. I think it was Mark Houck. They actually went to his home where he has his wife and seven children at gunpoint to arrest him simply because he was praying outside a pro-life center. So
he was attacked. He was attacked by abortionists, right? I mean, actually, his son was attacked.
Yeah.
And he stood up to protect his son. And wait a minute.
And then the FBI came after him to investigate him. And we're seeing, look, we also know from recently disclosed documents that the FBI is not just targeting maybe one church. No, they're targeting religious Catholic organization. I think it's SSPX. They're people who go to traditional Latin mass. So all of a sudden now, this is a religious persecution that's going on for primarily pro-life individuals who are seeking to worship and seeking to profess their faith outside of, on the sidewalk. First Amendment freedom. That's what we should be enjoying. And yet we're not, because our FBI, our DOJ, is weaponized against the American people, especially those who speak about pro-life issues and against abortion.
Exactly. And Susan, as you say, this is a clear attack on our First Amendment right. And we the people need to understand that we do have these inalienable rights, and we have got to speak loud and proud against the weaponization of our government. Otherwise, you know, this is the beginning of yet even worse things to come, no doubt.
Absolutely. I mean, if you can tyrannize one group of people for what they believe and silence them, cancel them, and then demonize them and prosecute them and throw them in jail, how are we any different from, you know, say, 1935 Germany?
Because
that's exactly what happened is Hitler went after the Jews and tried to blame them for all of his problems and demonized and ended up with a tyrannical government that led to World War II. I mean, this and we're seeing this from our own government. That our DOJ and our FBI are persecuting pro-life individuals. And that's also happening out here in California. I will remind you that California is the epicenter. It is ground zero for the abortion apocalypse. Abortion got started here in 1967 when Governor Ronald Reagan signed the Beilinson Bill, which was the first therapeutic abortion bill. And from that time, the evil of abortion on demand, 24/7, without excuses, has now spread across the nation. You see it replicated in Michigan and Vermont and all of these different states that are now enacting what we've just enacted in California, Proposition 1, which is reproductive freedom, whatever that means. It's this broad, drive a truck through, it's very, very vague. And what local cities are doing, like Los Angeles City, they've recently passed an ordinance, this is back in November 2022, targeting pregnancy centers for fraud, for misinformation. Just like we've seen, I believe it was Senator, she pretends to be an Indian, Senator Warren.
Oh, Warren. Right?
Yeah. You know? She's got high cheekbones. So
yeah, right. Exactly. Well, that'll do it. Yeah. Susan, like you said, I mean, this is the model, because what happens in California doesn't stay in California. Right. They become the poster child, and it spreads across the country. And when you really break this model down, it's the same thing that they did with the Tea Parties during the Obama administration. They first called it out, and then they interrupted their flow of business. And, you know, it's so ironic, because you hear the Democratic Party talk about suppression of vote, like as if they own that ground, and they are the greater suppressors of voting of any of the parties that I'm aware of. And that was clear with what they did, as I said, as an example with the Tea Parties. I maintain that they have affected you're probably looking now in total anywhere from 10 to 12 voting cycles, because they would not give tax exemption to the Tea Parties. They would not allow them to organize. They would not allow them to open up bank accounts. And so they're using this same strategy for everything that is against climate, everything that is about life, anything that doesn't coincide with their agenda, right?
Well, yes, and I will just make the point that the pro-life issue is not exclusively a Republican or a Democrat thing. There are Democrats for life, and they do a good job too. So this issue crosses political barriers, and I'm very, very troubled that our government is targeting pro-life people like Mark Hauck and pro-life centers and things like this, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, because again, there are good people on both sides of the aisle who want to protect the unborn. And a lot of the places are, look, just so you know, pro-life medical clinics and pregnancy centers outnumber abortion mills. That's true in California, and it's true nationwide. There are more of us than there are of them, the people who are trying to abort these babies and profit from it. So what can we do to help these pro-life clinics stay open and make sure that they can come alongside women and say, you don't have to kill your baby. There's no reason. We'll give you resources. We'll give you help. We'll give you counseling. What can we do as regular Americans? We need to defend these pro-life clinics and centers from attack. And the easiest way to do that is to go to prolifelegal.com, because I formed a law firm to protect and help these clinics stay compliant, stay up to date with all of the laws so they can keep their doors open. They are the boots on the ground. That's how we minister to women. That's how we tell them, please don't kill your baby. We'll help you. We'll give you referrals to adoption. We'll give you diapers, anything you need. And most of all, these clinics and centers give women hope that exactly. And it counters the lie right. of the pro-abortion that says, oh, your life is over, the baby's gonna, you know, is gonna change yeah. your life in a bad way, or you're gonna die. That's just simply not true. And this mm-hmm. is fundamentally a First Amendment issue. And we as Americans, we can't keep sitting back and doing nothing and waiting for our government, waiting for the DOJ to do something. DOJ is not going to do anything.
Exactly.
FBI is not going to do anything. It's time for us to mobilize and to act to save these pregnancy clinics and these pregnancy centers.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Susan Swift, pro-life attorney with Pro-Life Legal. Susan, as you say, the the sounds of the women, which ignited this organic movement for life after 49 years of horrific experience, counting the chemical abortions that have took place. Over 100 million babies in America alone have been murdered and aborted. And the women who have experienced this have been telling their stories. This is why this movement generated such inertia and caused the Supreme Court to deal with this once and for all, and to pass the Dobbs decision, you know, that it would go back to the states. But that's only the beginning of the battle. To your call is that we have to stand up. We have to come together, shoulder to shoulder, back to back, demonstrate some courage, and understand that the success stories that you hear from these women that, you know, we're not hearing on the mainstream media. And I would say even fathers today, Susan, they're realizing, oh, my God, I cannot believe what I did by believing the government. Because even when you go back to Ronald Reagan's term, he bought into the lie. It was supposed to be very rare and very safe. And since then, it's become nothing but that, has it?
Exactly, because now that used to be that this is the incrementalism that the pro-aborts want to keep pushing, which is safe, legal, and rare way back in the day in the 70s, right? Well, it first of all, it's not safe. We know that women die from aspiration abortion and from chemical abortion as well. But, you know, the chemical abortion is the abortion pill. That's the two.
Yes.
The two pills, mifepristone and mifeprostol, and that can kill women as well. Just go on the FDA. You can look it up. The data is there. So
Hang on just a second, Susan, for just a minute. Expand a little bit because I want to make sure the audience understands with these chemical abortions. We're giving pills to young girls, young women, who find themselves pregnant, and it sounds so basic because the propaganda, the narrative, again, the false narrative that's being told to them, oh, it's like taking Tylenol.
Right.
And then when they get home, they end up aborting their baby, and there's their baby horrifically lying in the toilet.
Yeah. This is what's happening because, the Biden administration has loosened all of the REMS. Those are the risk evaluation mitigation strategies that the FDA had placed on the RU486. That's another term for mifepristone. It's a drug protocol. It's two drugs that you take for this chemical abortion. It's mifepristone, which starves the baby to death. It interrupts the natural hormone progesterone, which is what maintains a pregnancy. It begins, you know, at conception, and it continues and maintains the pregnancy all the way through till delivery. That's what progesterone does.
Right.
Well, mifepristone stops that so that the baby starves to death. Sometimes it doesn't quite starve all the way. And then what happens? You take pill 2 days later, which is mifeprostol. And that induces very strong uterine contractions. So it puts the woman in labor, and then she will deliver a dead or dying baby. Yes, there have been cases where the baby is still alive, and she's probably alone at home, and she's on her toilet, and she delivers into the toilet. That is the state of, you know, the chemical abortion today. The pills can be shipped through the mail. The Biden administration even authorized pharmacies to be able to. You can just go drive through Rite Aid, CVS. You
amazing.
Know,
Like you're ordering a hamburger and a milkshake, right?
Yeah, all you have to do is I think they'd like to make it over the counter. You just go in. Right now, you still have to get a prescription. But the way that they do that is telehealth medicine. So a girl can get on telehealth medicine. She can estimate her own self. Well, I think I'm about 4 weeks or 8 weeks or 10 weeks along. She doesn't have to be accurate. And gone are the requirements that she at least appear to a clinic and get an ultrasound to properly date the pregnancy, because here's why it matters. If you're more than 12 weeks, I believe 12 weeks along, the chemical abortion procedure is more dangerous. Yes. And that's why it's recommended for, you know, I think it's 10 weeks or under, 12 weeks or under. And past that, that it's counterindicated. You're supposed to be getting, a surgical abortion because
exactly.
That's safer. Again, but you see these abortion mills aren't doing that. What they'll do is they'll just on telehealth medicine do a 30-second, chat, whatever, a very, very small. They're not requiring women to come in and get an ultrasound dating to confirm how far along she is. They prescribe the chemical abortion, which is the most popular form of abortion today. This is according to a 2020 Guttmacher Institute survey. It is, I think it's 56%. So we're at the majority of all abortions today are chemical abortions. And they prescribe the medication. The girl can drive through Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, pick it up, take the pill at home to start starving the baby. 2 days later, take the uterine contraction pill, mifepristol, and then deliver into the toilet or in her bed in a big bloody mess. And she's scared. Nobody tells her that. They tell her the lie, like you just said. Oh, it's just like taking a Tylenol, which is just not true. They go through labor. They go through labor right there to deliver a baby and maybe on the floor of their bathroom and they're alone and nobody's there with them. And that's the state of abortion in America. And this is why it's so important that these pro-life clinics and pro-life pregnancy centers are kept alive and functioning so that these women can find alternatives so that they can go and say, well, I'm a little bit concerned about, abortion. Do I have any options? Mm-hmm. Yes, of course you do. And that's why we, again, pro-life medical clinics and pro-life centers outnumber these abortion mills, but they don't get a lot of press, and they certainly don't get any money from the government like all of the abortion mills do.
God forbid that they get any kind of support. And the things you're talking about, for our audience and our viewers to understand, this isn't some sort of theory with these pro-life centers. They have been networking and operating for decades, and the success stories abound. I mean, it is amazing. I mean, here in Florida, where I live, we support a couple of centers, and it is so rewarding, Susan, to hear and to see these little babies that, earlier, months before, the mother was getting ready to abort. She changed her mind and got the support, like you said, the essentials, whether it's diapers, counseling, just to have somebody that they can talk to to get them through this situation. And boy, I'll tell you, there's just something about life, how it renews us and enlarges us, isn't it? I mean, it's a total miracle.
It is. Life is a miracle. And children are a blessing. I have 7 children of my own. So I figured out where they came from. And yes, I take them one at a time with my husband. So I'm a little old school that way. But, but really they're a blessing. And what happens is they magnify your life. And yes, you can go to college. You can go to graduate school. You can go to law school. You can do this. It just means you juggle your life a little bit differently.
Exactly.
And they are a blessing. And guess what? Then when you get a little older, you have a natural family that wants to support you when, you're getting into your 70s or 80s. Guess what? You're going to have children and grandchildren, and that's a natural support system. But you see, they don't want that. The abortion mills want women to be afraid. They want to tell them, it's dangerous. You're going to have to change your life. You're never going to have a career. You're never going to have the life that you wanted. It's just inconvenient for you. And you've got to remember, about 98% of all of the abortions that we're talking about are for convenience. We're not talking about rape, incest, or the life of the mother, because that's less than 2% or less if you take it all together. So there's no point in talking about those very, very small categories. That's what the pro-aborts always want to do. They want to direct back to that. They want to give you a horror story of a girl who's raped at 13, et cetera, et cetera, because they want you to avoid shutting down the 98% of abortions that are purely for convenience. They're not for the life of the mother, and they have nothing to do with rape or incest. So you have to remember what we're talking about here. And really, this does boil down to a legal issue, the First Amendment, and the right to profess your faith, that you believe that life begins and that comes from God, or that you believe that simply human life starts at conception, according to science. I mean, we don't even have to debate when does the soul enter the body. We don't even have to get into that debate at all. How about we just follow the science as Dr. Anthony
as, does. As we were told to do for
right,
for 2.5 years, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We've got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Susan Swift after this. Stay with us.
Oh, I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
USA News Update. The 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, expected to be booked into the Fulton County, Georgia jail today. He said that he would turn himself over on criminal charges, saying yesterday he is proudly surrendering this afternoon. All eight candidates in last night's GOP presidential debate are vowing to reverse Bidenomics in the U.S. A man who opened fire on Pittsburgh police is dead following an hours-long standoff and an extremely active shooting situation. The shooting all started yesterday morning after deputies tried to serve an eviction notice. The fate of the so-called Texas floating border wall is now in the hands of a federal judge. The system of buoys is being blasted by critics who call it a political stunt. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're back with you. Good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez. And Susan Swift continues with us. She's a pro-life attorney with Pro-Life Legal. Susan, at the end of the Supreme Court session, I believe it was the end of April, there was some controversy over mifepristone. And there was a lower court decision banning or limiting the FDA-approved use of the abortion pill. And the way I kind of read this, it kind of reminded me of the Wisdom of Solomon, where you had two women arguing over a child. One had died in the middle of the night, and Solomon in his wisdom came and was going to use a sword to cut the baby in half in order to satisfy both women. And this decision, I kind of looked at it a little bit like that, if I might say, because there was wisdom that took place, because the pro-lifers could have really stood on this and the pressure, although the pressure was there. But what happened, pro-lifers said you cannot eliminate, if you're going to be doing chemical abortions, you cannot eliminate one of the pills. They work in tandem with one another. If you just use one and not the other, you're putting the woman even in more danger. And for the understanding and sake of that, a lot of pro-life people, including Abby Johnson, said, no, we need to, you know, back away from that. And it reminded me that story of Solomon and the two women fighting over the baby. Does that make sense?
Yes, I hear what you're saying. I had not heard that Abby Johnson had come out against, you know, basically going. I think I know what you're talking about, which is the Fifth Circuit case that would be to look at the FDA. And the question, I believe, was, did the FDA properly or improperly, did it follow its own rules when it approved mifepristone in the very beginning in 2000, which is also known as RU486? And pro-life obstetricians began challenging the FDA way back in 2000. You have to remember, it was the Bill Clinton administration that shoved this through, that put the screws to the FDA and said, we got to get this thing approved. And actually, it was in combination with the Rockefeller Population Council. You can't make this stuff up.
These are eugenicists. I mean, they're the ones that are, their heads are just absolutely exploding right now because they don't believe that the earth can sustain 3 billion. We're now at 8 billion. We're beyond their imagination right now.
And we're actually far below what we could sustain. I believe I saw a study, and I'm sorry, I have it in my head, but I don't remember where the source was, that the earth can sustain, I think, around 16 billion people. We have the capacity to feed and help 16 billion people. But the problem is just we have an unequal distribution of freedom in America and, you know, around the world. But getting back to you know, mifepristone and mifeprostol, which are the two drug combinations, the FDA approved the use of this drug, you know, being pushed through by the Bill Clinton administration, the Rockefeller Population Council. And since then, a group of pro-life obstetricians have been challenging that decision, saying, hey, FDA, you didn't follow your own rules. You didn't apply the same type of rigorous controls to your approval process as you do for so many other drugs. So they brought a case before the, I believe it was a district court judge in Texas, based in Texas, and he made a very sweeping injunction. And, of course, they immediately approved it, went up to the Fifth Circuit, and I haven't heard the final decision there, but they've been deliberating it, that whether or not the issue is, and if they're going to appeal it, it'll go to the Supreme Court, does the FDA have to follow its own rules? Or, you know, because, look, if our government, if the restrictions that we place on our government, we the people, on the executive branch, on the legislative branch, why can't they obey their own rules? You can't just make things up. You have to have authority to do it. That's the essence of this case. But I had not heard that some pro-lifers, or Abby Johnson in particular, have said, oh, well, we need to back away from this.
Well, it wasn't from the standpoint of, it was the idea of protecting the woman, because you can't, as you know, you can't divide those pills. I mean, they work together. So,
Here's the scary thing. Yes, they are designed to work together. However, Gavin Newsom, I'm in California, and Gavin Newsom is our governor. He has already begun stockpiling the second pill, which is mifepristone, because what he's saying, and a lot of the pro-abortion folks are saying, is fine. You want to make mifepristone harder to get? We'll just go to mifepristone only abortions, basically inducing premature labor while the baby is still alive to complete the abortion. That is very, very scary. But that's ghoulish to think of it, because then you're going to women delivering premature babies at 10 weeks or 12 weeks or whenever they give it to them. I mean, there was one woman out of, I think it was the UK, 30 weeks along, and she had taken the chemical abortion pills and delivered a 30-week baby who was alive and then died. So you're going to start seeing that. And our governor, Gavin Newsom, is stockpiling this dangerous drug. So, yes, abortion is dangerous for women. Absolutely. Guess what? It's 100% fatal for the babies. So this is a dangerous drug. We shouldn't be using it. It is not. And also, let's get to the bottom of the real issue of this. And this is something that Alan Guttmacher made up in collaboration with his good friend Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood. She was an avowed eugenicist. She was a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant who wanted to make sure that blacks, browns, and Catholics didn't reproduce. Okay, let's just bottom line that. Right. And Alan Guttmacher was her friend, and he came up with the theory that, abortion is health care, because pregnancy can be dangerous to a woman, and therefore abortion is health care. It's a lie. It is never necessary for a woman to have an abortion to save her life. There, you can go to Dr. Anthony Levitino. Live Action has done an interview with him, and he explains why abortion is never necessary, because abortion is simply the killing of the baby in the womb before it's born. And that is never necessary to save the woman's life. If you're really talking about those less than 2% of rape, incest, or the life of the mother, what you do is you deliver the baby prematurely, which honorably allows it a chance at life. Maybe it's 17 weeks or 20 weeks or, you know, God forbid it, 10 weeks, but at least you don't kill the baby in the womb. You give it a chance to live. And again, this is less than 2% of all of the cases that we're talking about. And yet Planned Parenthood and the abortion cartel promote abortion as health care, which is the lie of the century. It is not.
And look at how many people, families here in America, are willing to adopt, and stories that abound. In fact, I interviewed a gentleman here for the second time, and his conception was as a result of a rape. His mother opted to carry him to birth, and he is a very successful individual contributing. He's an award-winning artist, and there are stories like that that abound that are being squashed by the abortion mill because it doesn't fit the narrative. And here is a woman who had the courage to choose life, and she's not carrying her with her in her mind, Susan, the horrific memory and the idea, because I remind people often when I speak with women who, and even men now including, that have experienced abortion and participated in abortion, they will tell me, oh, Bill, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been, you know, 14 today. I mean, you carry that in your heart, in your very soul, until the day you die, and you think, wow, if these people are carrying that kind of memory, what about these young girls now that are experiencing chemical abortions and they see their baby in a toilet that has been aborted? That is something you cannot unsee.
No, it's very tragic. And you're absolutely right. The stories of regret and remorse and the decades long, sometimes decades long regret that come from women. It's anecdotal, but it's not available in the mainstream media, right? Because they don't want you to think about that. But that is why these pro-life medical clinics and pregnancy centers are so vital today.
Exactly.
Because they come alongside women who are afraid of, who've listened to the lies of the abortion industry, and they say, you don't have to kill your baby, and we will help you. We will give you anything that you need. And parental training classes that come alongside you, even sometimes legal aid, anything that these women need, rent, food, anything that they need, so that they are not alone. And that's the most important thing. And again, that's especially what the pregnancy centers do. The difference between a pro-life medical clinic and a pregnancy resource center is the licensing.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Susan Swift after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, along with Susan Swift, pro-life attorney with Pro-Life Legal. And you've been hearing the background and the story, and you say, okay, what can we do? Susan, explain to our viewers what they can do to come alongside and stand for life.
Sure. I've formed ProLifeLegal.com. ProLifeLegal.com, it's a professional corporation. It is a law firm. It's a nonprofit law firm, and it's dedicated to helping these pro-life clinics and these pregnancy centers stay open, keep their doors open in the face of these withering attacks from, you know, from state organizations. Like I said, Los Angeles City's got an ordinance that's trying to sue these pro-life clinics into oblivion by saying, well, you've got misinformation. You're misleading people. This is fraud. They're trying to weaponize the business code against these legitimate businesses. Well,
exactly.
Look, most of these places are staffed by volunteers. A lot of them have shoestring budgets. They can't afford a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And what do you do? Look, after you're sued, after a clinic is sued, then they've got to desperately go try to find somebody to represent them. But what about at the beginning? Before you get started, when you're forming your corporate articles, when you're starting to, when you're applying to the state, when you have to renew your license, when you're putting up your website and you're advertising, who helps these clinics? No one. As far as I know, there isn't a nonprofit law firm that's helping these clinics start out in compliance with state laws. I know it doesn't sound very sexy, but this is the easy way that the state and the county have to target these places and shut them down before they can even do any good. And that is why it's so important that they have access to lawyers. And so ProLifeLegal.com is a force multiplier, because you can always donate to one clinic near you and a center near you. That is very, very good. But how do they all get help? Again, in California, I think there are approximately 180 pro-life medical centers and clinics and pregnancy centers. We outnumber the abortion mills, but all of them need help. So how do you help all of them at the same time? That's the business model for ProLifeLegal.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, Susan, the thing that's interesting and frustrating all at the same time is that here a pro-life legal or a pro-life entity gets no governmental money, but yet Planned Parenthood and all these other abortion centers somehow manage to get taxpayers' money. How is that right?
Yeah, it baffles me. I think the last figure I saw was around $615 million from the federal government. I guess this is, you know, in spite of the Hyde Amendment or anything else, I guess the fig leaf is, oh, well, we don't use it to promote abortion. We use it to keep our electricity on or whatever. I'm not really even sure. It makes me crazy, because a Planned Parenthood International is $1 billion organization.
Exactly.
Billions of dollars. They're charging women to kill their babies, and they're getting government money on top of that. And these little pro-life clinics and these little pro-life centers, they don't get a dime from the government, from state or federal. Nobody. No. And that is why this is a nonprofit. ProLifeLegal.com is a nonprofit designed to serve them. Because look, as you opened your show, well, where is the Justice Department? Where is the government? They're not. They are on the side of the pro-abortions. They are on the side of the population controllers. They want to silence the message of pro-life, especially because some of it is based in faith. And they don't want us talking about the fact that we're killing American citizens. As you said, over 100 million babies. I've seen, you know, at least over 60 million. That's 10 times the number of Jews that were incinerated in ovens by Hitler. I mean, we have to step up and do something. And I think these pro-life clinics and centers need lawyers to help them.
Well, the 60 million is just straight up abortion. The other 40 is coming is what they estimate as a result of chemical abortion. So when you combine the two, you're well over 100 million babies that have been murdered in the process. And the thing is, again, consider the model. That's what I keep telling people, Susan. You have to look at how the government, how the bureaucracy is working. Nancy Pelosi very clearly, you know, was very honest in talking about the idea of quid pro quo. Of course, she was using it against Donald Trump. But that's the realm of the coin in the bureaucracy and the government. So what happens is the government gives the pro-abortionists money. The pro-abortionists support Democrat candidates, and the wheels on the bus just keep going round and round, right?
I guess so. It is really very frustrating. But again, I remind you, there are good Democrats for Life. The organization Democrats for Life, their slogan is a good one, which is pro-life for the whole life. They're a good organization. So there are people on both sides of this issue. But it is time for all Americans to step up and stop the killing of unborn American citizens. This is just wrong. So again, what can you do? How can you help all of the clinics? You can go to ProLifeLegal.com and you can make a small donation. I mean, you know, if you're going to go buy a coffee at Starbucks, you're going to be supporting abortion there. How about you go to ProLifeLegal.com and give us a little bit of help so that we can help these pro-life medical clinics and pregnancy centers keep their doors open? They are the boots on the ground. They minister to these women. They make a difference. And we know that thousands upon thousands of babies have been saved by their ministry, by their everyday work in the field for women who are facing crisis pregnancies, but they can't afford lawyers. They need, and when they're forming their organizations at the very beginning, they can make mistakes that leave them open to attack by a vicious government that is only interested in supporting the pro-abortion, you know, their minions, their handlers, their donors, if that's the case. That's what they're doing. They have marching orders from the abortion cartel to shut down the alternative, which are medical clinics and pro-life pregnancy centers.
Sad to think that our babies have become, you know, ATMs. It's just about money. You know, forget about life and all that involves. It's just about, you know, funding their diabolical desires and aims. Speaking of Abby, you know, she worked, as you know, her story is infamous. She worked for a clinic, and when she finally reconciled that it was about the money, it wasn't about healthcare for women, she bought into that faux narrative as a college student and thought, okay, I'm helping, you know, the sisters, the Yaya sisterhood here, you know, and my fellow sisters, and went in with that perspective. Until she saw an actual abortion, and it gave her a serious wake-up call, and along with her, since many other clinic workers who have participated in these abortion clinics have seen the truth, and it has set them free. We've got about 4 minutes left here, Susan, and I want to give you an opportunity and for our audience to hear some stories, because you have stories that could occupy us for days of, you know, the reality of women who chose life.
Yes, but I think the most important takeaway is to illustrate the difference between the abortion mills and these pro-life medical clinics and what they do. The pro-life medical clinics, they are licensed to give pregnancy tests, to give pregnancy verification, so that women can very quickly get on, you know, the welfare they need or any state support, because it takes weeks otherwise, many long time. So they make sure that the women get the facilities they need. But more importantly than that, they change minds by showing them their baby in an ultrasound, on an ultrasound machine. Because, and I think the statistic is over 85% of women who see their baby on that screen, the ultrasound machine, they see it and they say, oh, it's not a clump of cells. It's a baby. I can see the heartbeat. I can see the little outline of the nose. I can see that's a baby. I can't kill my baby. That is a powerful a truth, because you're showing them a picture. And the abortion mills will never do that. They will never turn the screen around and show the woman her ultrasound.
They don't want them to see it.
They don't want them to see the truth. They're hiding the truth. What they do is they perpetrate the lie that abortion is healthcare. It is not. And what they do is they keep the truth from these women, and they convince them that they should just go ahead and go through it. There's a very powerful testimony of a girl who'd gone through three different abortions, and she was young, starting in, 15, 16. And her third time she went in there and she was crying. She's up on the table. And I mean, I know her personally. I won't use her name, but she was crying, and she told the nurse, the nurse said, you don't want to do this, honey, do you? And she said, no, I don't. And the nurse put her hand on the girl's shoulder and said, it's okay, it'll be over real soon. They didn't listen to her. They didn't respect her choice at the moment to say, no, I don't want to do this, I want to go home. They gave her the abortion anyway. So they lied. Mm. I mean, this is because it's, again, as you said, it's about the money. And I believe it's about the agenda that Margaret Sanger and Alan Guttmacher had, which is we need to control certain populations, certain ethnic populations. We already know from a lot of the laws that they're passing out here in California that they're sending abortion access, the money for increased abortion access. This is SB 1275, if you need to look it up. That's a bill that's passed. They're sending money into these basically minority centers because there's a disparate racial impact of what they're doing, because the rates of black and brown women choosing abortion are much higher than whites. And yet here we have like SB 1275. They're targeting these clinics in minority areas, which is exactly what Margaret Sanger was all about.
By design. No doubt about it. Well, Susan Swift, I cannot thank you enough. I appreciate you coming on. Again, as we always caution our audience, you have to own your own knowledge. Hopefully the conversation that we've had today, the information that Susan has imparted to us, motivates you to look into it deeper so that you own the knowledge, that it's not just that you're spouting off a bumper sticker slogan or slogans from people that want to continue this false narrative of misinformation. We have too much information, too much knowledge there, and there's no excuse. And so, Susan Swift, thank you so much for being with us today, and look forward to having you back as we continue this this information in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. For more information and for you to be a part of this mighty Martinez movement to return to God and to save our country, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. Go and be blessed beyond your imagination. Thanks for being with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final